listening to The Introverted Black Girl.
Guys, can you believe it? We're facing a crisis. COVID-19. I hope that you guys are washing your dirty hands, your dirty self, dirty sitting, going to infect the entire universe. Because they didn't wash them hands. At least they try to make us feel like that's the reason. But I digress. I digress. Niggas talking about a bat gave us the coronavirus. Okay. Sure. But anyway, the only information that we got now is that we gotta wash our hands. So apparently that's gonna keep this deadly virus away. Got it. So I hope you got your hand sanitizers, your Lysol wipes, Clorox wipes. I prefer Lysol. I like the scent. It's lemon. They have lemon ones. But I haven't seen any Lysol wipes. I just see Clorox, right? I don't know. Anyway, I never washed my hands so much in my life. Like, by the end of this, I'm gonna be Caucasian. Like, my hands are gonna be Caucasian while everything else is black. Because my hands are very clean. I hope so. I hope y'all not buying the cheap off-brand soap neither, because that, you might as well just like use regular tap water and no soap. Don't buy the cheap off-brand stuff. And I really, you know, one concern I have about this whole pandemic is that, you know, I wonder and worry about the quality of products going forward, because who's gonna really monitor these people who are probably disgruntled in the factories making our stuff? I already see disgruntled people before this whole pandemic. I already know, like, people like that have to work in factories. I already know, like, if they're called in, they're gonna be upset. They ain't gonna make sure that things are right. They're gonna slop up our stuff. They already slop up stuff at Dunkin' Donuts, stupid people. You know, I'm very happy. This is gonna sound like real controversial. Certain companies, I'm glad that they're going through it. Nobody ordering from those stupid Dunkin' Donuts now, you stupid bitch. I'm talking about a specific person at Dunkin' Donuts by my house. I can't stand that girl with her bumpy face. She mad at us, me and my sister. She mad at us because we're cute. And we have clear skin. I'm gonna stop. Stupid bitch, she ain't got no job now. Y'all gonna be like, oh, really, IBG? You take off a month and you're over here dragging people? Yes. Because I have reason to believe that she spits in our drink. I'm not sure. So listen, you act ugly, people gonna really start to see that you're ugly. No, but for real, like, some companies, like, they're gonna really start to look at things differently. Or they should, when their company goes down the tubes. Because you heard that? You heard that little thing? I had to clear my throat. Corona. Could possibly be Corona. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. Wait, if it's phlegmy.
Nah, that's just phlegm.
That's phlegm. Okay, yeah. See, okay, I'm fine. Because I have phlegm.
Dry cough.
I'm talking to my sister M. Sitting here drinking tea. My sister's like acting like this is luxury living. Like, she's like sitting in the bed. She got like her chai tea in her, like, what type of cup? Like little, like we have to-go cups for hot drinks. So she's like making, like, I don't know, like, for some reason to me it looks like she's like relaxing and like nothing's happening in the world. She got her laptop in her lap, smiling. This is not how COVID is supposed to look. But yes. Oh, I ordered from this place that I'm not gonna ever order from, because, like, you know when people be like, oh, support local business. Ugh. Oh, these local businesses can suck my dick. Like, I ordered, like, French fries and shrimp, right? This is their specialty. Like, that's their thing, right? That thing came so nasty. Like, I don't know why my food was wet. It was wet. And, like, the shrimp, you could tell, like, it was old because the color was strange. Like, it looked brown. Remember?
Yeah.
It looked like somebody, like, sucked the shrimp and put it back in the plate. Or like they took the, like, it looked like they scraped somebody's leftovers and then scraped it inside of a to-go box that was wet. I don't understand why my food was so wet. But then they'll be like, oh, support the local businesses because they're going to feel it the most. Well, they should. They could suck a dick. Get your business together. Maybe now you could take this time and really start to figure out why your business is going to, it's going to go down the tubes. Because if you have a business where you built rapport with the customers and you're known to have top-notch service, you would survive because people are just going to be loyal. Like, I know that for myself and my sister, we're loyal customers. If we like your products or your food, we're always going to keep coming back to the point where they kind of, like, we're starting to think, like, when we come back too much, they kind of, like, slop our stuff up, too. That's another thing. Take care of your loyal customers. So, like, I just think that there are things where it's like, you know, I understand why you might be suffering. And this might be a controversial thing, but, like, local businesses really, again, I'll say it again, they can suck my dick. Especially black businesses. And this will be a whole nother topic, but y'all heard it here first. I feel... What did you say?
You ordered one time.
And then I gave them a... Yeah. So the same company that gave me the wet food, I ordered from them again because this is a black business, right?
Support black business, them tell me, right?
Mm-hmm. Second time, the thing was so nasty again. Cold. Soggy.
It was so nasty.
And it was like, okay, I understand that, like, maybe because it was... No, I'm understanding, like, maybe because, like, on the way there, like, maybe the food got, like, cold. But no... Because there's nobody ordering from y'all niggas. Like, the food came too quick for it to have been that cold.
I mean, it could be fresh and cold.
Yeah, it could be fresh and cold, but it wasn't. We know old shrimp. This sounds so, like, minor.
No, but it looked like that they had that thing sitting in someone's fridge, and then they put it in the oven and heat it up and put it in the box.
Right, and I just, and I feel like if during this time, like, you can't take care of your customers, like, I'm not supporting you if everything goes back to normal. I'll never go back there again. I spent like $40.
Yeah, for one order,
man. That's not right. So what I'm about to say, people might get upset, but, like, this is putting things into perspective for me. Like, I just feel like black businesses, because that business was a black business, and this is not something that I only experienced one time. This is an isolated situation. Every time that I go into black businesses and I buy something or I support them, I'm always met with, like, stupid attitudes or, like, subpar, like, service. Like, it's just always like that. But then I see other races support those businesses, and I see that their attitudes and the way they operate changes. Mm-hmm. So I believe that black businesses nowadays, maybe back then, I don't know, because I wasn't born then. But now what I'm experiencing is that when I go into black businesses or I try to support black businesses, they don't want my business. Black businesses aren't created to support or serve black people. I'm just convinced, because there's no way in the world that during a pandemic you should have ever sent something like that out. But you knew that probably would have been okay, because you knew the type of person that you were serving. You know your demographic. You know that the people that shop at your place are black. I live in a predominantly black neighborhood, and it's just, like, baffling to me that you would send something like that. I just believe that you only sent that to me because I'm black. You felt like, I don't have to give them good service. I don't have to give them fresh food, because you're a nigga, basically.
That thing was nasty.
It was nasty. And it's not the first time that they do.
That thing was really, really, really nasty.
But don't you notice that with other black businesses?
Yes.
Like, they, like, okay, those of you who shop in West Indian restaurants, you already know. Like, straight up attitude, like, I feel so nervous when I order, because I feel like I'm gonna be rushed. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm gonna get an attitude if I ask them what a certain dish is, because I don't know all the West Indian dishes, and sometimes I want to ask, mm-hmm, like, oh, what's that, because I might want to buy it. Then I always ask them to order, because I feel like even just my voice annoys them. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many things that I want to try, but I don't, because I feel like if I ask, they're gonna get upset with me. or give me a little bit of food, because West Indian restaurants, they only give men full plates of food.
Oh yeah.
They don't serve the women right. But then I see white people come in the store.
Yeah. Oh, forget
and they
it.
So friendly. They want to tell them like their whole menu, they break it down.
Yeah.
They break down everything for them. I say, you know, we have a special deal. No. You don't have to spend anything, white man. You get it for free. A sample, but it's a whole plate. No worries. Then I come. What do you want, you stupid?
Well,
no. We don't have that.
Everything you don't have.
You don't have nothing. You guys should check out this this video. It's from way back. It's kind of old, but Wayne Perkle. Just type in Wayne Perkle. I miss Wayne Perkle.
Where are they?
I don't know where them brothers at, but they were so funny.
They were funny.
They were part of a group for y'all entertainment. Mm-hmm. But I think they kind of like broke up. I don't think that Wayne Perkle and them wanted to do it anymore.
Why?
But y'all should look up Wayne Perkle. They have like this video about West Indian restaurants, so you can get an idea of what it's like to go in as a black person.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably put the description in my podcast. And this was a group from Canada.
Yeah.
But the way that they depicted a West Indian restaurant, like that happens here in New York. So that's like, I feel like that crosses borders with the way that West Indian restaurants act.
They hit that thing right on the head.
Yo, but that's just what you're met with black companies. They don't care about you. They really don't even care about your money. Like you'll be like, you're leaving, and they'll be like, all right, bye.
Bye. Get on.
Not even just West Indian people, but just other black businesses I've noticed. So, you know what? During this coronavirus, maybe they'll do some soul searching as a company. And, you know, you were saying, like, other states, maybe it's different.
Right.
And you know what? I don't even want to acknowledge that. Because, you know what? One bad apple spoiled the pot.
It sure do.
is that the saying?
No. One bad apple spoiled the pot. No.
What is it?
I think it's one bad apple spoils the bunch.
The bunch, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, okay, yeah, you might find two in Wisconsin that actually act nice. But if the majority... I don't even care. Like, yeah, this is a gross generalization.
Yeah.
Gosh, why am I stumbling? A gross generalization.
Is it your aligners?
I don't have them in.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I have Smile Direct Club, guys.
Don't give them no thing. They not paying you to put their name out there.
No one's paying me, though.
No. When they give you some type of, endorsement or sponsorship, then you say their name. What the hell? Multi-million dollar company, they didn't even give you a penny.
But they're making my teeth real nice.
You're paying them to do that. What the hell?
Smile Direct Club. You should sponsor me.
And they be acting like that they don't hear and see and stuff like that. But yet bet money that next thing you know, you see their Smile Direct Club link over your name or under your name. Or something like that.
Or they have an introvert...
introvert.
Like an introvert commercial about...
For introverts.
Introverts like smiling.
Yeah, and they don't call you.
So,
exactly.
So come fix your teeth.
Yeah,
put a black girl to promote it. I don't know. Yeah. Or no, they go to a different podcast and give them the sponsorship. That's usually what happens with me. Like, I would say something and then, like, about a company... And then they will go to the other podcast.
Yeah, they go to another podcast.
And give them a sponsorship.
That's popular, and give them a sponsorship.
And that's so messed up.
That's companies. Why I said take their name off of your podcast. And plus, you don't even know if it's going to really work anyway, because you're not even finished with your trial.
That's true.
No, it's not even a trial. Your, what is
journey.
It? Your journey. Yeah.
But yeah, you guys, I got a bag, so I fixed my teeth.
Hashtag
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Who hates introverts.
You know, but she hasn't said anything about white people after that.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to talk about her again.
Yeah, she hasn't said anything negative about white people.
That's true.
So, maybe she had a bad experience with one quiet person and generalized the population. But maybe it's a little different now, but she hasn't said anything, which is good.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you talk about Fabulous and Drake?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening. Not Drake. Chris Brown. Chris guys, I don't know if y'all heard Fabulous's new album, but I really like it. I've been listening to Fabolous like all the time now. His last album, just the last album. Like, I like the song Cold Summer. That was really nice.
Yeah, that's a very nice song.
Yep. And Chris Brown's album too. Really nice. It's like, goodness.
Two, right? Two,
yeah. One. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to think. But yeah. I just black businesses, like, y'all need to get it together and start to value the black people that support it. You know? It's like they're always asking for support, but you want us to support you so that you can serve white people or people of different races. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you're a black business, but I don't feel like you're trying to reach me. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't even want to call you a black business. You're a business that so happened to have been started by a black person. That's all you are. You're a regular business, and it just so happens it was started by someone that's black. Mm-hmm. This podcast was not supposed to be about this. But I'm just saying, this might be a long podcast because I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about being an introvert and having to be professional during meetings. Like, oh my goodness, I hate meetings. I remember Em used to say that, and I'd be like, why do you hate meetings? But like, I have to be in meetings now, and it's just so nerve-wracking for me. I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why. I'm new. They ask you personal questions that you don't want to answer because you want to keep your job. You don't want to say the wrong thing. You don't really know what you can and cannot say. And I guess I just haven't mastered that part of being a professional because I don't know what to say. So, like, when it comes to me, like, so, you know, IBG, what do you think? Do you feel as though things are working out for you? And, like, what do you say when you feel like everything is not working out? When you feel like everything is going to pot? You feel like your boss hate you? You feel like the people under you hate your guts, too? You know what I'm saying? You feel like you might have coronavirus, but you can't say nothing because you feel like that's going to be like, oh, let's get rid of her. You might lose your job. You're asymptomatic. You don't know what's going on. Can't say them things. Can't give your real opinion. So then how do you, you know, confidently speak? You gotta be a phony, right, Em?
Yep.
I haven't mastered being a phony on a job.
Maybe that's why you have the issues that you have.
Yeah, that's probably why I have the issues on it. I don't, like, it's either I'm gonna be honest with you or I'm gonna be phony and it's gonna be weird. It's gonna come off awkward.
They want professionalism.
No, but then there are some people that are honest on a job, but then they're liked, and it's okay for them to be honest because it's all right. That's just how that person acts. That's just such and such. You don't mind them.
That's true.
But then you say it as a quiet person that no one likes. Oh my God, she's gonna come and shoot us up tomorrow. Now you're labeled as an on-site shooter.
Active shooter.
Because you're quiet. Like, it's really difficult to be honest as an introvert, mm-hmm. because your honesty is taken as a threat. So how do you master being a phony? I need to talk to somebody white so they could tell me, because yo, they mastered that. Emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They know how to speak.
Yeah.
I find that the whole idea behind emotional intelligence is just like a guise for telling people to be phony.
Yep.
Because you're emotionally intelligent if you know how to control your emotions,
yeah.
right?
Manage.
If I can manage my anger, even mm-hmm. though I'm actually angry and I'm a human and you did something that got me upset, I have to act like I'm not. That's a phony, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna act like I'm not upset and you just punch me in my mouth. Like, I'm gonna be upset with you. Why did you hit me, stupid hoe? But I can't say that because I'm a professional, right?
Exactly.
I know that these people are being passive aggressive to me. I can't, like, say, yo, what's your problem?
Right.
Like, let's go outside. I can't do that on a job.
Yeah, I can't tell them to meet you outside.
Yeah. But that passive aggressive person would be seen as an emotionally intelligent person. And then if I said something to them, I'm the one that doesn't know how to be a professional.
Right.
I equate emotional intelligence to professionalism. So that's why I keep saying, like, I keep bringing that up. But in the sense of a talking right now, I just don't understand, like, what is okay to say on a job and what isn't. So I try to, like, observe and watch. But then it's weird because I work with a bunch of black people who just, like, yo, they have, like, no filter. And I'm like, yo, did you just say that? Like, somebody, like, told, like, basically that they're going to leave the job. They look at another job. Like, why would you say that? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't want to provide context, because it's too specific. And I feel like people in my job listen to me. I feel like, I don't know why. I hope that they don't.
You say you had a virtual meeting.
I don't want to say that. Mind your business. Sure. All right. They understand. Like, obviously, I'm talking to, I hope you guys understand that I'm talking about experiences that I've had during meetings. So I just feel like they say what they want because they like each other. But if you're new and you don't really feel like you're liked, how do you operate in a place where everybody has no filter? So I talk about predominantly white institutions, but I actually don't work for a PWI. So I'm wondering if I did work for a PWI, would my interactions be different? Maybe I wouldn't know what to say because they wouldn't be saying like their real feelings. Maybe that's why I feel like I have to say my real feelings. Because everybody else is saying their real feelings. The workplace is not for your real feelings. Right. Like, I don't even know why we have something like that where we gotta share how we feel. Like, nigga, like, let me do my job. Like, I wanna do my job and go home, okay? Like, tell me, like, what's going on? And then you hear somebody say, well, first off, management is fucked up. All right, like, we expected such and such, 1, 2, and 3, boom, bop, bop. And it's not happening, like. So then I'm sitting there like, what you want me to do? Okay, thank you for sharing. Anyone else? IBG, what do you think? Like, how do you follow up after that? I don't know. Like, it's really funny, but it's like when you're in a situation, it's not funny. And then me being myself, I'm like, I don't know what to say. I get really nervous. And I just sound like stupid. Like, I gotta be starting out like, I'm feeling really good right now. Like, what? Like, what are you saying? Like, I just feel like everything is going really good for me. That's what I say. Or then I try to, like, be cutting edge and then just sound, like, real, like, crazy. Because, like, what the fuck she said? But then, listen, guys. I haven't said anything that's going to, like, incriminate me. Next thing you know, they're going to say, oh, you remember the time when you shared your feelings? Well, that's grounds for your termination because we want someone that's mentally stable here. Listen, being a black introvert is hard, guys.
You are listening to The Introverted Black Girl.